regular or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I would say one of the most exciting news headlines out of Norwalk in recent months, it has to be the reopening date for the Lockwood Matthews Mansion Museum. And joining us is Patsy, who's the vice chairman and chair of the building project for the Lockwood Matthews Mansion.
Good morning.
And thank you for being here, Patsy. When I tell you the flooded phone calls we got, I should say the phone calls that flooded our studios when it was in our news that you had a reopening date in June, that is not an exaggeration. People love the Lockwood Matthews Mansion. And talk a little bit about the history behind this.
Well, it has a huge history going back to the Civil War. So it was built during the Civil War, 1864 to 1868, by LeGrand Lockwood, who was a native Norwalker, grew up sort of in New York and became treasurer of the Stock Exchange and a railroad baron along with Vanderbilt and the rest of them. So a very proud Norwalk person. The home, it was a summer, it was built as a summer home. It's 36,000 feet, square feet. Not all living space, but an amazingly sizable building for that time. He was one of the first millionaires in the country and died as a young man at 52 after only being in his new home for 2 or 3 years, which is really sad.
Wow.
And the the reason the building has survived all these years, 160 years, is that really there were only two families that owned the home, the Lockwoods.
Really?
And then the Matthews bought it, and they were there until 1938. And then the city of Norwalk purchased the land, which was then 30-plus acres, but subsequently was divided by the construction of I-95 in 1958, and then Route 7 in 1970. So it was chopped up, the estate, which, as I said, was over 30 acres, was chopped up. But so we still have this wonderful building, literally in the center of Norwalk, and I like to say in the heart of Norwalk.
Yeah, I mean, and unfortunately, Mr. Lockwood maybe didn't get to enjoy it as long as he probably would have hoped. But boy, generations of people love this property. And what's amazing is the last couple of years, unfortunately, it has been closed for renovations, but we're seeing a reopening. I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's been a long haul, but it's I believe it's going to be very worthwhile. And the reason for that is that the building was gas lighting originally and coal heating systems. And the city bought it during the Second World War, as I mentioned. But there was really only heat and electricity on the first floor until this project.
Okay.
And so what this means is instead of being open 9 months a year because of
the winter,
weather,
sure.
Yeah, we now can be open year-round.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. And then we also took advantage of the amazing basement and created an archival space, which is really state-of-the-art archival. So that's going to open the doors for us to be a center for students to study history. And,
wow.
Yeah, and also an additional meeting room for educational our educational program for the children and also a venue for small meetings and things.
That's amazing.
So we're adding programming as well as maintaining and the structural integrity of the building.
So the building is going to reopen to the public, you said June
4th, yes.
Which is, I mean, right
around the corner.
Yeah,
a couple of weeks.
And if people have not been inside before, you know, with or without the renovation, certainly, what can they, you know, expect? What are they missing if they don't, you know, they haven't seen this property before?
A lot.
Certainly a lot of history.
A lot.
Gosh.
Yeah. The reason the building is so well-known and respected is the artistry of the woodwork and the carvings and the marble and the fireplaces and just the decoration. It was a state of the art. It was really like a green building today then with so many interesting aspects to take advantage of whatever was available at the time.
Yeah, Lockwood was ahead of his time, I
yes,
guess.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, that's amazing. So the Lockwood Matthews Mansion Museum, it sounds silly to ask this, but I know you said kind of in the heart of Norwalk, but if people haven't been there before, where are you exactly located?
Well, as I mentioned, I-95 took part of 8 acres of the land in Route 7, so we're right at the intersection of exit 15 of I-95 and the beginning of Route 7 going north. So,
This is open. You were saying it's now going to be able to be open, you know, 12 months a year.
Right.
Do you have specific hours though and days of the week that it's open?
We're testing that, but right now we're looking at Wednesday through Sunday being open for tours and things.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And of course, if people want more information, we do have their website. We're going to link it to ours. We're going to put it on voiceofct.com. Mm-hmm. Patsy, I know you guys are going to be doing sort of a media preview next week and then opening to the public in June. For people who, again, have never heard of this, have never seen it before, even if they don't live in Norwalk, you know, why should even maybe I would think even schools wanting to do, you know, field trips and things like that. Why add this to their curriculum or why add this to your must visit stop this summer?
Well, it offers all kinds of opportunity of interest for children. And we have had a very active school program, kids coming to the schools. And that's one of my favorite pieces is the kids come and the docents are absolutely wonderful, and they tell the kids, you know, they're 6th to 7th, 8th grade, to lie down on the floor and then to look up at the ceilings, and then they describe all of the artistry. And so looking down from the balcony, watching these kids just, you know, kicking their feet and stretching their hands, but paying attention. And that's the piece that I enjoy the most is watching these kids suck in.
Really learn.
Actually
learn.
And begin to see grandeur right here in the center of Norwalk.
I mean, I could certainly say, I'm sure Mr. Lockwood had no idea how many generations would be enjoying his estate so many years later. Yeah. But I'm so glad that it is in great shape. It's about to reopen to the public after some time being closed down. And Patsy, I want to thank you for what you do as the vice chairman and chair of the building project for the Lockwood Matthews Mansion Museum. And thank you for being part of our diner tour.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. And of course, if you want more information, we're going to link that to our website, voiceofct.com.